Blog Talk Radio. I go slow, I stroke it with the motion. I'll take my time as I swim all in your ocean. I'll go slow until I know you open up. And I won't stop until you scream you had enough. Now that I got you right just where I want you, I won't waste your time, I'ma do what I'm supposed to do.
Take my time as I swim on in your ocean. lay down. I got this. Can I take my time and kiss you, girl, all over your body?
Can I taste the sweetness of your essence
while I bend you down and play in your garden?
If you don't mind,
let me take control right here, girl. Sit back, relax.
Where you wanna be,
I'll give you every inch of me. All I wanna know, can I
go deeper?
You've been waiting on this night for so long. Let's go slow.
I'll do anything to please you.
Baby, your every wish I want to know.
If you don't mind,
can I put my tongue right there? Oh yes, that's your spot.
Now baby, take off all your clothes, put your legs up on my shoulders.
Baby, I'm just asking, can I?
Do you mind if I? If I smile, just smile.
Can I?
I wanna love you all night long. Can I take it there?
Can I go deeper? Can I?
You should let me.
Good evening. Evening, everybody. Woo, my goodness. I'm your host, La Perla Negra. I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Hey, Diva, how you doing tonight?
Oh, Diva, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm still recovering from last night's show. I'll tell y'all about that a little bit later. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered the erotic love zone. And we got a treat tonight. Lord have mercy. This is actually a continuation of our sex game. And tonight is called Make 'em Moan Monday. And we want to know what makes you moan. Lord have mercy. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
All the time.
I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, y'all, press that 1, because we definitely want to hear what you got to say about what makes you moan. Before I continue any further, I have to give a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO Raw Link. I need y'all to go on over and get you some, because you can acquire them at Raw Links, Be Raw, Facebook.com, and Amazon. And if you can't get them there, holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we'll hook you up. Those pieces of jewelry are more than just that. They have healing stones and jewels and wood. All of it gives off great energy. It draws great energy. And I guarantee you will not be disappointed with the beauty of them. Aviva.
Mm-hmm.
What about this topic tonight?
Ooh-wee. I just can't wait to hear the poets tonight. Sure. I know they're going to be coming. They're going to be coming strong. I mean, if it's anything like last week, woo.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all missed that show last week, please, please. Me talking about it, it's not going to do it justice. You have to get over there to Blog Talk. I forget the address. I'll give it to you a little bit later, or maybe when I bring our station manager back in here, he can actually give you the proper address and location where you can grab the replay. I highly, highly recommend it. My goodness. Hey, Diva, you know, this is Make a Moan Monday. And what exactly makes you moan?
a lot of things make me moan. It doesn't take much. I'll tell you that. Let's just put it this way. Almost any connection with that one, that makes me moan.
I know that's right. Okay, I can dig that. I can dig that.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Diva?
Me? Yeah, it definitely has to start out with a connection. But it's what he does after that connection and during that connection.
Yeah.
To build it. You know what I mean? And as I always say, gotta start from the top. Get in my head. And everything else will come easy, you know, just melt like butter.
Right. Exactly.
But, would you like to go first tonight, or would you like me to go first, Eva? That's up to you.
Oh, no. There is no way I'm going after you. So I think I'll take the reins on this one.
All right, Diva. Well, I'm going to stand back and put you in the spotlight, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. Well, this is a short piece, everyone, and it's untitled, but here goes. What makes me moan is his lips on mine. See, I have two pair, but damn. When he puts his lips down there, I can't help the sounds that escape me. He says, I'm yummy, and can lick me all day like an all-day sucker. My clit couldn't handle it. The sensation is intense. When he enters me, I'm on the most. He loves to marinate in my essence. I roll my hips and stroke him too. Countless throbbing, many orgasms. I grab his ass and hold on as my feelings and emotions coast. Vivid colors run through my mind. Within the first hour, we're so sweaty, we need to shower. And even then I moan, because he takes the soap and washcloth and washes me from head to toe. I reciprocate, and as the water rinses us, we sigh, and he turns the water off. He elicits more moans as he tries to lick me dry. And when his tongue hits my pearl, I cannot help but say, my. And that's that piece.
Lord have mercy. Oh, my. Oh, God. That was delicious, Diva. I gotta say something about that wash rag afterwards. Oh, that right there was a very sensual part of a relationship that I was in, because he would always get up and go get a rag and bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
it didn't matter what position I was in. I was, if I was on my back or if I was on my stomach, he would just like spread my legs and gently wipe. And he knew which direction to wipe too, from front to back. Okay, and
right.
he would just like what he would do is he would wipe once and he would lean in and kiss. And then he would wipe again, and he would lean in and kiss. And I just, I think sometimes I look forward to that more so, you know, the rag wipe more so than the other parts of the sex act, because it was so sensual. He was so gentle with it, and it, I could feel his energy, like he got off on it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that was another lifetime. Dynamite, Keith. But that was amazing.
So
amazing. And your voice, Lord. Y'all see why I say sultry voice. Right? Yeah.
Well, thank you, my dear. But my diva, now it is time for you. So I'm going to step back and let you hit that mic.
All right. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Untitled. He makes me squirm and scream and squirt and moan. Because he pleasures me into an ecstasy so high, he touches the core of my soul. The feel of his hands caressing my skin makes me tremble as if a gentle wind of the night whispering my name in my ear. When he slides them down between my thighs to play and stirring them around in my cream chocolate box, just the right mixture for his lips, his tongue, lips, sending me into a frenzied madness of an unknown language I will ever chant. The pounding of his flesh slapping against mine has awakened sounds in me only the distance of boundless shadows echo. He gives me beautiful chaos, every sound in my body. As my screams through climax sweep the air with my legs up, receiving the deepest breath, start to calm the softened moans and slowed passionate hugs, softly whispered words of, I love you. I love you too. And that's that piece.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. First of all, with the pounding and the slapping of the skin, okay. Lord, I saw that.
Oh, that was my intention. I was hoping y'all would.
Let me tell you, if I think about it hard enough, okay. Anyway, oh my gosh. That was totally, totally delectable, delicious, delightful. I'm running out of the beans, girl.
Thank you, Diva. Lord, my goodness. No. Well, you know we're in trouble, right?
Yeah, look, I have to gird my loins. I'm ready.
Girl, look, I had to take a sip tonight. Just a tiny, tiny swig.
Just a tiny swig
because I wanna still be in complete control of my faculty. So I just had to take a little swig because, like I said, I'm still recovering from last night's show. I don't know if you heard it, Lord. They play too much, including this artist, this first one that we're going to open the mic on. Lord. You ready, Diva? You ready?
I'm ready. I am so ready.
All right. Take a deep breath. Put your seatbelt on. Here we go. Let's open up this first mic. Poetic. Hey, Poetic. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Adrian. Hey,
Danielle. Oh, God.
Hey,
how are you, darling?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Did you enjoy the poetry?
I did. Yeah, pieces were very, very, how should I say, erotically charged.
I definitely like that. Thank you. So what do you think of this topic tonight, Make a Moan Monday? I mean,
I love it. Make a moan.
Yeah.
And it's a good. It lets a man know that he's doing his job. It lets a woman know that she's doing her job.
Absolutely.
I think it is the best response next to the body response. That moan, it is,
moan is everything.
I'm trying to tell you, because you know, it's everybody has their own tone, their own volume, their own way of moaning, you know. And sometimes the name is called within that moan, or thing is said, or maybe it's just the you know.
Absolutely. Just
either way it comes, it's a good thing. Hold on, child. Oh my goodness.
She knows what the night is.
I know. And she, oh my, she just sent me a picture of what she got. Well, she looks absolutely stunning. I don't know what you'd be saying to her, but she, you know what? They say, I forgot what it is, but she's smiling in the picture. She looks beautiful. Oh, my. Okay. Yes, darling, can you wait for him just a few more minutes?
Just a few more minutes. My goodness.
Thank you. We won't keep him long, I promise. I know, I don't really know, but I understand your anxiousness. All right. So, Poetic, we are curious. I don't know if you wrote about her or if you wrote about you and how she makes you moan, but we all are curious about what makes you moan.
Well, me being me, I didn't write about me. As a matter of fact, the title of my piece is called Moan For Me. So that should give you an idea.
Lord.
Okay.
We want to know, are you a moaner? Do you moan?
It depends on the woman.
Okay.
Hits certain spots just right, then. Maybe I'll moan. Maybe she'll moan.
Mm-hmm.
Because just as we said, moans, different things can happen with different kinds of moans.
Absolutely.
So it depends on how well she studies, how well she pays attention. Because you can't go off, what you think you know, just because you've done the act before. Each individual person is different, and I'm definitely different.
Absolutely. I agree.
All right.
Study and the performance. So I'll tell you what. Lord, I'm getting discombobulated again. All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand back and put you in the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Here's what I would like for you to do. After you've allowed me to demonstrate tantric voodoo upon your body's internal and external working of your pleasure, when you've held back that urge to allow your moan to surge, I will pause before I continue using oils, lubes, restraints, and toys, satisfying every kink and fantasy for you to enjoy, while I incorporate some of the most sensual massages, creating stimulation beyond erotic sensation for passionate messages. Every eye-gazing stare, deeper than the last one, and it's unfair that I told you you better not moan, especially since pleasing you is taking on a different sexual stimulant zone. I want that first moan to be when I slide this dick into your moist, wet host. See, when I part the lips of heaven with the head of my rod, even he shall comfort you. And then at last, the penetration that's awaiting vaginal hydration will finally be that moment you let out the loudest moan of pleasure, joy, excitement, leaving room for no doubts that your pussy will be the safety enclosure for my manhood's ultimate gratification. And sure, we will make rhythmic movements to the melodies and tunes of our own sexual oasis environment, where two lovers in the heat of passion can become that moaning obsession. So with each thrust of slow pelvic motions, I want to feel your breaths and be delighted in your moans' devotions, because each octave sounds so much like poetry. So go ahead, release, and wet me. Poem.
Oh, my word.
Go ahead, Dave, what you say?
Okay. First of all, I got stuck somewhere, and then I had to get unstuck because I got stuck again in another spot. But it was sensual. It was sexy. And, hell, I wanted to moan. Damn. But, you know. That was delicious, delectable, all them good days. Oh my goodness. I get lost because when you use a metaphor for you, but then you go right to the dawn on the women's genitalia. You're like, and the correlation between the two, it makes me first I'm like, and then I'm like, ooh. So I'm like, well, damn. So that's all right, Diva, it's your turn.
All right. I got a couple things to say. I couldn't remember word for word what you were saying, but you mentioned toys and I believe whips, and you say you delighted in your moans and you want to feel her breath. Listen. Okay. So I've known you for almost 5 years, right? Since I came to Epiphany. Okay.
Absolutely.
And I had the pleasure of meeting you. And throughout these past 2 years, your pen, when it comes to eroticism, your pen is getting, I don't know if this is a word, rawer, more and more raw with each I don't know if that's a word or not, but it, I done made it one. It's becoming rawer and rawer.
And more raw than ever. Yes.
Yes, yes. And it's a good thing. It's definitely it's a great thing. Yeah, I'm still adapting to the rawness that you are giving us. Because we're actually, well, I'm used to hearing you use a certain dialect, not, you know, more metaphor rather than the rawness, the explicitness. But keep it coming.
Well, thank you. I shall do my best.
Well, no.
My best.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
no, thank you.
Pleasure is all ours. Mm-hmm. Believe that.
Yeah,
my inbox is jumping, child. You got them going crazy. I'm trying to tell you. Anywho, Poetic, would you mind coming back a little bit later? That means I got to disturb you. Mind coming back a little bit later and giving us the rundown for Epiphany. And also, you can actually give the address where people can actually stream and listen to the playback, the replay.
Absolutely.
The
stream to the playback can be heard in several places, mainly here on Blog Talk. www.blogtalkradio.com/EYE, the letter C, people. You'll be able to stream the podcast, go back, listen to the archives. Or if you'd like to go to Google Play, CastBox, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, YouTube, there's just so many different ways for you to stream Epiphany, Spotify. Man, listen. Whatever is your poison, just go ahead and make us your favorites. Stream us. We got you. We got the content for you. Whatever you want to hear, we got you.
Amen to
Absolutely. All right, girl, he coming. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Poetic. Please go on over there to your lady and keep her occupied until we send some more artists over there. And we'll bring you back in a little bit later. One love,
absolutely.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Jeez. Girl. Woo. Yeah.
You know what, Diva? I think Kalinda is ready to make him home. That's what I think. She dressed all beautiful and sexy. I think she's about to make him home.
I don't know. I don't know what he be saying to her, but, you know, she has this smile on her face in this picture. You see it? It's like she's glowing. I don't know what he's doing to her, but I'm mad at her. You know, I don't hate. I appreciate when I see a beautiful woman have a smile. Girl.
Well, now, she loves him. So I understand how that feels.
I think that's what it is. I do. I think that's what it is. Who knew? You know, who knew? You know, I don't forgot what I wanted to say, but it's all good. It's all good. It's cute. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I know who we getting tonight. It's sad. The name says King Atterbury, but I believe we're getting Lord Atterbury tonight. So let me open up this next microphone to this artist. This artist. Welcome, my lord, to the erotic.
Hello, ladies.
Love
How y'all God. Doing?
How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
I'm happy to be here. Support these divas out here. You know what I mean? So I had to come.
Oh, we're happy to have you. Thank you.
It's the Lord.
Absolutely.
I know it's Lord tonight. You heard me say, good evening,
no,
my Lord.
Y'all, yeah, you say, Lordy.
Lordy. Okay, Lordy. Lord. Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Beaver, you want to ask him a question about tonight?
Well, you know what? I most certainly do. Lord Atterbury, we want to know what makes you moan.
What makes me moan is what makes her moan. So we're in unison, well synchronized.
Mm.
She feeling good, I'm feeling good.
That's right.
Lady,
I like that.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, I tell you what, we can't wait to hear what you brought delicious for us tonight. So I'm going to stand back, put you in the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, this piece is titled, Here We Are. In this moment that you asked for is a raw exclusive blessing. Allow our time together now to preside over the evening. Here I am, undressed for you, as you are for me right now. 3 hours before our bodies lay down, I know what's up. Lay you softly on them pillows with my face between your thighs. Both lips kiss under a ceiling that has no imagery. What you want, you are receiving as I take my time with this work. This is a different type of earth where the grounds are getting shaky. Touch the point of view as I lick inside your womb. You're haunted by the tune that's coming from out of you. Octoline status, touch the remembrance of conversation. Mouth full of nipples as I play around your center with my middle. Wow, heat exchange is serious from what is furious. That ass smack, buns clap as I enjoy the back shot. Caress your arm and shoulders as your lips hold my soldier. I'm becoming bipolar, can't think straight, too much sound. And that's that piece, Lord.
Diva.
Have mercy, have mercy. You know, either I should be drinking or I should not be drinking because I'm feeling it, I'm seeing it, and the imagery is crazy tonight. So, but let me tell you something. I think it's the way you put things like, here I am right now, it's robed and it's on and cracking, it's on. And that's how you come across to me. But you got that cadence, and then when you, you know, just like describe how it is, I'm like, ooh, ooh. So yes, 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 yes. This was the
issue. Thank you. It's all facts.
Lord, yeah. Have mercy. Okay, so did you say she was about to receive a real exclusive blessing?
A real exclusive blessing.
Okay.
Ain't no prophylactics on this mattress.
Wow.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that keeps the earth popping. I'm just leaving it at that. And you said you enjoy the back shot. Oh, my God. Do you grab hair or during the back shot or shoulders?
Sometimes I could be hands-free. I mean, I got legs like the towers before they went down.
I'd have dropped my stylus to my phone. What the hell?
Hands free on the drive. You know what I mean?
Goodness, that was good. That was delicious. Oh God! All right. We got one more week of these sex games because I can't take no more of this. Lord have mercy. Before we let you go over there to the Love Lounge with Poetic and Kalinda, could you please tell everyone in the world of Epiphany Universe what you got going on?
All right. Monday night, 9 p.m., King and Queen's Quarters with my co-host, Queen Simmons. Then on Tuesdays, over on Let's Talk, we have the Poetry Corner with my co-host, Valerie Lorraine. Then every other Thursday at 8 o'clock, we have King's Dream Show at 8 o'clock, where we highlight different people. So the brother's getting a little busy out there, you know.
Yeah, I see, I see. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Life stops when movement stops. So keep it going.
That's right.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Lord Atterbury, Lord A. Lord
A. Lord A. Lord A.
I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Thank you for coming. One love, one mic.
No doubt. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, child. Ooh, I tell you what, Diva. Let me do a station ID, and then I'm gonna throw some music on after that. Is that good with you?
I don't like it. That's good for me.
Right.
I me on feeling. I say yes to going out tonight. Why did that in a minute? Call it off, won't call it off for you. You're always going on and on. Ask me why, oh, why I'm not with you. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Erotic Love Song. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, diva, I hear you got something special for us. So I'm not going to stay too long with this. I'm going to stand back, put you in the spotlight, and give you the mic. Mic is yours.
Well, I got a special request from a friend in Texas to read his piece since he could not make it tonight. So I'm gonna give it my best. I know your spot, that one spot that makes you come out of your clothes, trying to act like a saint, knowing damn well you're a freak like me. Just one touch and you begin to squirm. Don't play with me. I'm already on hard and ready to stir up your pot. Your ass has been brewing since the last time we met up. That moist kitty was talking to me, telling me she needs a fill-up of this man cream. While I'm stroking your hot spot, undressing you while I'm doing it, once I'm inside, I'm not going to rush anything. This is too good to just run up in you and leave. Oh, no, no, no. Baby, I love making you moan. That's music to my ears. And when I'm stirring you up like mac and cheese, I'm sucking on your neck like Dracula sucking for blood. Hey, I don't mean to sound like that, but you know how horny I get, and I'm not trying to play fair. Damn all that. And don't deny that my beastly moans don't make you come, because I feel your wet walls milking me until every drop of me is in you. And that's that piece.
Well, damn, Kendra.
All right.
I'm not used to that coming from him, but that was delicious. Okay, all right, Diva, listen. Well, damn. We're going to hold off on the second piece from you, since you just did Kendrick's, and we're going to go back over here to Lordy.
All right now.
We're going to bring him back in.
All right.
What's up, y'all?
Yeah, welcome back. You getting ready to give us some more deliciousness, because we are ready.
Lord,
okay. That's what's up.
All right. Well, I'm going to stand back, put you in the spotlight, and the mic is yours.
This piece is titled Do Me Baby. Hands free in the middle of what we just started. Back it up and then park it. Make sure them legs are parted. Keep your body motion going as you slide back and forth. There's no pressure on the pipe. You like stay on course. While these legs become hydraulic, solid, full of tonic, it all is solid, rocket baby. You sound so melodic. As I stretch all of me inside your pussy that's so juicy, she can't distinguish Lord from J.W. Atterbury. Same dude, different mood, very cool within the mood. Take it, baby, take it. Feel me dancing inside your groove. Change positions as you switch on the bed, nothing said. Arms behind my head, I'm alive, there's nothing dead. Almost like Simon said, giddy up, girl, and ride for you. All right now. Oh, shit, your moans becoming louder as you start leaking. I'm about to come, now I'm in tongues. You have me speaking, Lord.
Lord,
I forgot where my mute button was. my. It's the leg spread for me, because...
Okay. Mm. Ooh, wait a minute, like hydraulics?
What? What?
Mm. Yeah, these legs become hydraulic, solid, full of tonic.
Yeah. Lord.
Lord. Thank you very much for more of that deliciousness. Damn.
Hey, you're welcome. Anytime, ladies.
Ooh, all right. I'm going to send you on back over there to the Love Lounge. You're going, as a matter of fact, you can actually keep Kalinda company for a second because I got to disturb, what's his name, Poetic for a minute. All right. Behave, though. Behave.
I'm chilling. Just conversation and drinks. That's all.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, so, all right, I'm about to bring Poetic back in here, Diva, for a second. Poetic, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Could you please be kind enough to give us the rundown for Epiphany real quick, and then you can go ahead and get back over there to your lady.
Absolutely, it'd be my pleasure. King. Lord, whatever you are tonight, keep your hands to yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob the Wise, stunning yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric and Kim Brella Renee. Saturday night, y'all, is open at the moment. Stay tuned for the show. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. And Lorenzo. Then Monday night, y'all, King and Queen's Quarters with King Simmons, Queen Simmons, and King Atterbury. Woo-wee! Hey, if y'all ever want to feel royal, feel regal, that's the spot to come to. Tuesday night's going to be War Council with your host, Mojave. And, man, the topic over there, dating with children. Ooh, my God, you don't miss it. Wednesday night, y'all, oh, man, who, just like tonight, who's going to want to miss the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra? Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. Well, all right, I'm going to send you on. Did you hear the anxiousness, how swiftly he did that? I mean, he's still smooth.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Yeah, what, Mike? I'm coming, baby. King, what I say, boy, get you a drink. Get you a drink at the other end of the bar. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
Damn. I don't blame him. If I was a man, I'd rush back over there too, as beautiful as she is. I'm going to leave it alone. Diva, I do have another piece myself that I would like to perform for you guys, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. The mic is yours, Diva.
All right, thank you. This is called Flowing and Overflowing. I love the way he tastes, head to toe. So to pick a part of him as my favorite to taste, I would have to search the memory of my taste buds in the moment. God, every inch of him is just so good. But I do favor the flavor from the warmth of his explosion across my tongue, warming my throat. Because I not only taste his inner flavor, I taste his moans and his movements as his soul calls my name when he releases and fills my mouth. He's delicious. Because when my body calls to him, he allows me to taste him anywhere. Anytime, and one of my favorite places to taste him is when he places his member wrapped up and squeezed right between his big ass hips. He does this thing where he's been all up in me, coating it with pussy juice. He keeps me sloshy wet. He flicks and sucks my nipples and tells me, put them together, baby. As he slides up my stomach, pushing straight through my breast to wide open lips. I suck him right in. I love how it glides with ease between my breath, in and out, and in and out, filling my mouth with a delicious explosion. He tit fucks me so good. And when his body calls to me, his energy is the key, pulling me to his mouth. I am his favorite flavor. That's that piece.
Well, you know, ceiling fan is on, but I think I need the air on.
Need the air on.
Getting a little heated up. Getting a little heated up in here. Oh,
just
my
a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Damn.
Well, well, Diva, I tell you what. We got another caller up in here. So can we put your phone on hold for a little bit longer?
Absolutely.
While we listen to this. Well, we got ourselves a divine inspiration.
Oh.
Hey, Pastor Paulie, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hello, Mr.
Paulie
Sanders.
Muted. Uh-oh.
I sure was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
how you doing tonight?
Yeah, pretty good. It's been a restful night. And you mentioned nothing. Believe it or not, Danielle, yes, I did sit still and did much of nothing.
Did you? Well, guess what? You know what I did today? I went out all by my own self. I drove for a couple hours.
You what?
Upwards and back. Yes, I drove today.
Did you give you the keys to that car?
Yes, they did. And I was on the highway too, honey, getting it in. I was a little bit bad because I was kind of like bogarting the road. I had to get over in certain lanes, and folks wasn't letting me over, so I had to, you know, Brody it. But it's all good. I ain't hurt nobody.
Yeah,
I ain't had no accidents. I just, you know, I had to make my foot a little bit heavier than normal. But it's all good.
Okay, I'm glad you can get on. Because you talked about me being speed racer, and I'm just glad to hear this coming from you.
Well, I may have took it up to like 70, just a little bit over 70. But then I slowed down. I went back to the speed limit. I can't because they got speed traps.
That's not lead foot. Right.
For me, That's a little wild for me. Okay. I don't drive like that normally, but I had to hit that because they weren't letting me over.
Well, you know what I tell them? I went to the Humphrey Bogart School of Driving. I'm gonna get where I got to go.
I got my license. Crunch box.
Wow.
No, I was good today. Don't y'all believe I drive like that? I don't do that. But divine inspiration. What do you think about this topic tonight? Have you heard what we've been talking about?
No, I've been multitasking.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a continuation. Yes, okay. It is. This is a continuation of our sex games, and we are up to Monday, which is Make a Moan Monday.
Oh.
And we want to know what makes you moan.
What makes me moan?
Yes.
It's been a while. but a deep throat.
All right, man.
Yeah. I'm mad at you. I think somebody somebody on the Honey Drippers was talking about hitting the uvula or something like that.
Yeah,
No.
Yeah.
Did they say the uvula or did they say the larynx? I don't know what they said, but they were talking about some serious deep throat if you're getting in.
Something
like that.
Because the uvula is not that far back. So the larynx, that's a little deeper down, yeah.
Well, if you can go down,
there's
a lot, I'm sure.
There you go. Either way, it was some serious deep throat going on. Oh, look at me. I started sucking my thumb. Okay, let me calm down. Well,
let me keep
my mouth. I was sucking my thumb, and flowers were falling on down. Well, I tell you what, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to, because you wouldn't have put your hand up if you did. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand back, I'm going to put you in the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Queen. This is one I've done before, and probably here, because this is the only erotic show that I call into. But this piece is called Marital Bliss. First and foremost, let me make sure you all know that this heated rite is how my marital sex shall go. Now, I don't believe in bragging over one's skills or how well one can serve. I can assure you that my tongue game will receive protection from abuse orders after I attack every vaginal nerve. Because as my wife, it is my sole purpose to serve. To serve manual manipulations, oral stimulations, internal sexual interrogations, reality vacations, just to name a few. These, my wife, are but a pittance of what is in store for you. The sounds emanating from our marital bed will be of such that the wild stallions shall hang their heads in shame. They will feel as if their carnal, raw breeding was merely a child's game. After we wind and grind and slurp and swallow, sex as we know it will never be the same. My mouth will explore every inner surface of your velvet box. Like a groundhog, I will burrow deep within your hole. I will swallow and suck on your honey pot till I suck out your very soul. Only to reinsert your soul when I enter you. Shaming bulls in heat, our acts of procreation will have songs sung in every language in every nation. And I will not stop. I refuse to stop without you achieving total, complete sexual satisfaction. All this and so very much more is in store for you, my wife, to be shared with absolutely no other one. You will love me forever before I'm done. So won't you come and retire with me into our marital bed and allow me to worship you from your pinky toe to the crown of your head, causing orgasms upon orgasms upon orgasms until the words I can't out are said. Then I will finish with a tsunami release joined with a love-filled, passionate kiss. And this is, my wife, how we shall enjoy the blessings of marital bliss.
You sound dangerous.
know what? Oh, yeah. I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, a little innocent me. I just reminisce get a day, you know, when things were different.
I got
boys, I could tell. Anyway, let me come back to the present day. I was slipping for a bit.
That was, Lord, I almost choked on my eyes. Couldn't. That was delicious, but Danielle,
when
it comes to that, you have to swallow.
I'm a lady. A lady never spits. I always swallow. She always swallows. Okay, so don't even worry about it. I got. except for last night, I kind of let a little bit slobber run down my hand, but it was such a delicious show last night. I couldn't help myself. I'm trying to tell you. Mouth watering, just thinking about
you up driving and things.
Well, child, I'm trying to tell you, it was a good day. The day was a good day. But what Ice Cube say, damn right it was a good day.
All right. Well, you deserve it. You deserve it.
I do. I'm going to start taking folks up on their offer to get me out the house and go out and have some fun. Because I've been sitting too long.
There's a whole world out there, remember?
Yes, it is, and I've been missing out on a lot.
I'm going to be going to 9th Street in another couple of weeks, so I might come by and kidnap you again.
Yes, I would love to. We could definitely have a repeat. Okay, you know.
Yes,
that was
a beautiful impromptu evening or afternoon, morning.
It was, and you know what? It was morning. It was morning. Things got started before 8 o'clock, honey. And you know what?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of chocolate and fudge. Hint, hint.
Okay.
It was all right. It was definitely a good day as well. But divine inspiration, or as I like to call you affectionately, Pastor Barley, can you tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Universe?
Absolutely. This coming Sunday, like every Sunday, is the Inspiration Factory. This Sunday also being the last Sunday of the month is Youth Poetry. So for those of you listening, for the young folk in your life, put them down with this. You know, it doesn't have to be poetry. This is just a place of, I want it to be a refuge for our young folks where they can come and vent if there's something going on. You know, if they're being bullied or they've got sexual issues or whatever the case may be. I want this to be a refuge for them to come and talk about it. Mm-hmm. Every last Sunday at the Inspiration Factory, and this is the only time that the Inspiration Factory will be at 8 o'clock, you know, to make it easier for the kids with school and everything. So 8 p.m. this Sunday. Come on over. Bring the children. Let's see what they got. Or see how we can help mold them. We need to pick up our pace on these kids. There's so much that's drawing them down a dark path. Pray for them. We need to set better examples for them. We need to talk and listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got to say on that, because otherwise I get my mouth to running. You know how I can do, Danielle. I learned it from you.
No, he didn't. I knew it was too good to be true. He had to throw me under the bus. I knew it was too good to be true.
We have spoken like 3 times and I didn't get on you. So, I mean, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. I had to.
It's all right. I humbly accept it because I know where it's coming from. I know it's coming from a place of love. So it's all right. No, I'm going to get you back. But
and that I do know. you know, it would have been so much fun had somebody not jumped ship and went to move to Florida. If somebody else
was there the other day
when we all hung out, you know. I'm not going to mention her name or anything. But
I'm
her initials are Miss VIP.
Oh, wow.
It's all good. We still love her, though. We still love her.
Absolutely.
I do appreciate that.
Just because her zip code changed don't mean our love for her changed. Not at all.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Guess
hey,
what? The world ain't big enough. The world ain't big
and
enough
you know,
to separate me from my Epiphany family.
There you go.
Okay.
There you
all
go.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go over to the Love Lounge.
The Love Lounge. Yeah,
have,
please.
Yes, I'm going to have me a glass of champagne, I think. Is that what y'all got over there?
If we got whatever
we got
it is that you
want
think of, you want to drink, Kalinda got
you,
and she'll make it exactly the way that you want it. Trust me, because she is the mixologist. Only the best for my Epiphany family.
You know what? That sounds fabulous.
Oh, you know what? All right. Okay.
I love you, Danielle.
No.
Okay.
No,
all right. Yeah.
No,
you go
not.
On over there right now and grab yourself a drink. Okay. Yeah. I love you too. I love you too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. One love, one
mic.
Thank you for the platform. One love, one mic. God bless you.
Lord,
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Yes,
well, Diva,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do another station ID, and then I'm going to come back in, and we'll have the pleasure of hearing your other piece. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
Epiphany Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Epiphany Radio, and you are listening to the Erotic Love Zone. Well, rather, you have entered into the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Pearl Negra, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice, Diva, Ms. VIP. Now, Diva, let me give him the number again, in case you would like to still get up in here. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1. You actually have about a half an hour to get up in here. Couple minutes more left. Or a Blog Talk lady cut you off and she ain't got no chill. I'm trying to tell you, 11 o'clock, that's your cut off point. You miss the rest of the show. All right. So, Diva, I have been awaiting and awaiting anxiously to hear this piece by you. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand back, put you in the spotlight. Whenever you're ready, Diva, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Well, now, since tonight is what makes me moan, I'm going to jump back to what makes me wet. As you lay naked on the bed, I ease up on you to taste. The fact that you're a grower, not a shower, thrills my psyche. Whenever or wherever you come, I guarantee it won't go to waste. My tongue begins a journey on the topography of your body. Every dip and curve you possess, I travel slowly, tasting every nuance. Pebble, stomach ripples, goosebumps running up and down your body, eliciting groans, expletives that flow throughout the room. Your hand pushes me to your manhood. I salivate at your wetness, which sets my nanny to cream. I give in and taste. Your flavor bursts on my tongue. Your hands begin to grab the sheet in ecstasy, but you look to see me. And that look says you want me, need to be within me. So before you peek, I climb on and sink down slowly, slowly, until all of you disappears. As I ride, it's wet and I glide. Grab the sheet, I'm about to ski. We climax together. It was intense, never to forget. Pleasing you pleases me, and that makes me wet. In peace.
Well, damn. You know what? Your voice, I say that I've learned how to focus on the words, but your voice still pulls away from that. So, and it's not always a bad, it's not really a bad thing. It's actually a good thing, mm-hmm. because either way, whether you focus on the words or whether you get enthralled in your voice, your tone, the softness of it, it still is a good thing. It's still delicious. And I love the piece. I love how you end your pieces. It's just something about the way they sound like. It's so deliberate. It's like you want to take what I just gave to you, and that's that piece.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. That's what
right.
I feel. That's what I hear when you end your pieces, and I love it. I do.
Mm-hmm.
And Diva, wow, this has been a hell of a show. Thank you so much once again for always riding with me. The support.
You know it.
And
always.
Bringing your gift, your talent, your uniqueness, mm-hmm. of these awesome pieces, you know. You're nasty. You're nasty. But it's all good. It's all good. You know.
Hello.
So, we're going to close
Diva,
this show out. Yes.
Yeah. Diva, before we leave, let them know what's happening on next week. That last game.
Oh, child. All right. So we are down to our very last. And that, ladies and gentlemen, will be for Tuesday, which is called Taste Her Tuesday. And if you recall, this is actually the female version of the Thursday night version, which was Quote Him Thursday. And what we're going to do is talk about your partner, and we're going to find out how well you know her. For every question you ask her, well, actually, how well she knows you. Because for every question you ask her and she gets right, you got to kiss her and lick and suck her down there.
Yeah.
Bite that thing a little bit. No. Play with that love butt. That clit. Ooh, I'm a poet. Don't even know it. But every question she gets right, you got to give her some head. So be prepared, fellas. We want to hear all about it. And ladies, you come in and tell us how many of the questions you got right, and how much head did you get?
And there you have it. Y'all make sure y'all come on back in here for our last night of sex games, because we want to hear about this one. Ooh, I'm worked up already. Yeah, same place, same time in the erotic love zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So do you have any closing words for our people?
I do. Ladies and gentlemen, to those who were listening in and those who participated, thank you so much. We do appreciate you coming through for us, showing that love and support. And we thank you for just joining in that nasty with us. Y'all stay safe. God bless. Diva.
Yes, just like what she said. I want y'all to continue to get that relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit, and you want to have that relationship with yourself for the rest of your time here, for the rest of your life. Continue to love and respect one another. And please, use common sense. There's still germs out here. It's going to get ugly again because we got the cold months getting ready to come in here. Y'all know how it is, okay? You don't feel good? Stay away from people until you do. Other than that, I always want you to stop and smell the roses. Oh, Diva, we can't leave yet. We can't leave yet. We just got another caller in. And it's only fair we bring this one in. We're in trouble. Get the seatbelt back on, ladies, because here it goes.
No, I got to put it back.
We get ready to slip and slide all over the place. We're going to bring in.
Is this on New York Yawn?
Yes, it is. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Mm-hmm. How are you? What's going on, ladies?
We are good. You know, we're calming down, but we know it's going to get heated up in here again. I already know. Lord have mercy. I know you just called in, so you haven't heard what the show is about. So I'm going to tell you about it. Tonight is Make a Moan Monday, and we want to know what makes you moan, or how you make her moan. How about that?
Hold on. Let me close this door. You know, people be assholes. Maybe put the shit in the door so you can't close it. What the fuck you put the shit in the door? Who does that? Anyway,
don't get me started.
What makes me moan? Oh my gosh. Most the first thing that comes to my mind when I think about moaning is I think about head. Amazing head, good head will make me like I don't know what. If you got that amazing monster, pirate. The gawk 3 double handed, two fist technique, super head.
Damn, I guess you would moan with all that. That's a hell of a head monster right there. Yeah. That's good brain.
Not everybody has that skill, though. Not everybody has that skill. That's a very difficult skill to acquire, especially, you know, the flute technique is not for amateurs. You got to be good on that. I don't know, but my Roger Jones are different. Like, you know, if you could rub the belly while giving head, man, you gonna spring a leak. You gonna cause the geyser to come out. It's gonna be crazy. Like men have sensitive spots too. They're just too busy being hard, man. You kiss me on my neck, you know, suck a nipple or two. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Stuff that happens.
Of course.
Well, right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
On
one thing that made me jump, and I couldn't adjust to it. Like, I didn't have no adjustment. There was no adjustment to be made for this particular thing. It just, I just didn't, because I felt it was too close to one thing and close to the other, but your peridium, like, space in between your balls and your ass. If someone goes in there and, you ain't gonna feel right.
You ain't gonna feel right.
You have to feel with somebody you trust, because it's important. But if it goes, man, that's just terrible stuff, man. You know, you just got to be cool. Don't put one leg up though. Don't be that guy.
I'm trying to calm down. So I tell you what, Mojave, what I'm going to do, because I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So what I'm going to do, what's that?
I'm trying to find this thing that I wanted to play, but I keep forgetting. I have to turn off my, because it's connected to, like, my I have a bigger Bluetooth speaker, my monitor speaker that I'm using now. So I have to turn everything off to get it to go back to normal. So sorry about that. But let me just pull this up as quickly as possible, because I'm goofy and I do goofy shit. Okay. All right, hold on. Hey, there you go. Let me see. I think I have what I think I want to do, but I think I got it. All right, y'all ready? I think I got
Mike
it.
Is yours.
All right, hold on. This is terrible. It's difficult when you're looking at the thing. So hold on. No, that's not it. That's not it. In the meantime, where did this thing go?
Say again?
No, I was looking for this thing that I had. Because it's different. It's missing. That's why. But I forgot it's not labeling what I wanted to do. You know what? Fine. Keeps coming up. We'll just use this. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. You're good.
I find you in my dreams. Most often, you are standing there in nothing but a smile. The wonderful ways in which your flesh becomes my possession are legend. They echo passion, the light of desires, the insurrection of affection that desires conservation or correction. It's a full-on fall, should I say jump, off of a cliff, sweeter than a jazz riff. Our improvisation comes and comes with the way that I hum between licks when your clit asks me for more and your body benefits from a skilled artisan who only wants to paint your permanent satisfaction to the canvas of your skin to be worn and trembles. And shakes
with a word incites flashbacks, and you get that eight, that want to rent back residual resplendency in regards to this recall. Skipping, living, your sweetness makes it easy to dream. It would be my distinct pleasure to pleasure you in all ways that you find favorable. Until your rush becomes an explosive gush and yells that I have to grab your throat to hush, growing louder with each stroke. There are few ways that I desire to expire your celibacy. Return ecstasy to your rightful place to keep place with ardor to tie you up in pleasure to restrain and train you to ask and request that all your desires be met. I'm here to fulfill and fill you after you empty your sweet deaths on the trail of husky breath. One breath shared between four lips. Miles of desire that travels within the squeezing of lungs when tongues wet past passions that ungulates in sensuous rhythms, break beats of sweat and goosebumps and pumps, precious electric jumps, lower labias into wellspring deep. How your pursing lips pull of rousing angles upon angles with this hardness dangling till it meets your butt strangling, the tight. The taut thought is a seek that penetrates deep. So drown me. Drown me. Let my swim fill your brim to you spill.
Damn.
Wow. Wow.
Damn. Whoa.
You know what? It doesn't matter whether you are talking sexually explicit or doing a love poem. You have this way of making your piece of sound that just draws a person in. And we can't help it. We just, it's like it's an uncontrollable thing where we lose control of our limbs and we just drag right into it. That was, my God. That was beautiful. You did you say, I find you in my dreams? Is that what you said?
Something else then?
That's what I said. I said, I find you in my dreams, and most often you are standing there, nothing but smile.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love that line. And to close it out, it said, drown me. Drown
me. Damn.
I
just went into the room.
Woo. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That was beautiful. Thank you, my God. But, before we allow you to escape, could you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany's universe?
That's very interesting. You know what? This is not even, you know what, I just realized I can't spell. One second. There we go. Next Tuesday, here on the Pippin Radio Universal for Real Entertainment Network, where we encourage you to take your socks off. Baby. We will have War Council is an egalitarian conscious creative panel of incredible individuals who discuss things that come within the public sphere, relationships, current events, and basically shit you should know. This Tuesday coming up, we will be discussing dating with kids. Is it hard to date someone when you have multiple children? Is it hard to maintain a relationship when you have children? How do you date when most people want to be with a mate that doesn't have children? We're going to talk about all of these things and more on War Council next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. West Coast Time. Make sure that you're in the building. It's the best place to sit here and discuss and have conversation with people that you can trust. War Council.
Mm-hmm.
50 Ray Universe of Real Entertainment Network. Take your socks off.
Baby, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Great commercial. Thank you so much, Mahan. We appreciate you getting up in giving us that most excellent, beautiful piece, as always.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. We got Poetic over there hugged up with Kalinda. I know they are. I can see you. You got Divine Inspiration, Lord Atterbury, and I believe that's it for tonight, and I couldn't think of a better way to close out the show tonight. So thank you, darling. One love.
Thank you so much. One love, one night. Wow.
We know so many amazing artists. The uniqueness that they bring is just, it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
And since we already said our good night, our goodbyes, I'm going to take us out with a song. Once again, Diva, thank you so much for riding with me, sticking with me all the time. You're my girl. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
You like? Don't be scared. Come closer. You never saw me like this before, huh? Look. I've been a goody daddy, but I don't have to be if you don't want me to. I feel you're nasty, baby. No time for games, no rules, just play. Hope you've been thinking about the same thing. I'm just saying what's on my mind. You've been good, but now it's time to show love what we made of. No time for games, no rules, just play. I hope you want me in the same way. Every time I close my eyes, all I dream about is making love. Making love. It's just all the things I see when you're inside of me that keep my mind going crazy. I can't even think at night. All I dream about is making love. And you, I love the shower. How about the kitchen sink? Leave me where you wanna. Make my knees weak. No time for games. You've been thinking about the same thing. I'm just saying what's on my mind. It's been nice, but it's time to show love what we're made of. No time for games, no rules to play. Hope you want me in the same way. Every time I close my eyes, all I dream about is making love. I can't even sleep at night. All I dream about is making love.
gentlemen, I was closing out the show, but I got one more caller just came up in here, and I'm going to be nice and open up their microphone. Area code 214, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing?
Who do we have on the mic?
I'm good. Since you're being nice, this is Jay Walker.
Hey, okay, I'm going to open the mic up then. welcome. I don't know if you know. I'm good. I'm trying to calm down, cool down, but I know you ain't going to do nothing but turn the heat back up. So.
You know what? I'm actually, this little piece that I'm going to spit is that I'm actually in the process of writing it. So this is just a small sample. And so next week, I know because it's towards the end of the show, so, you know, I want to give a little something, you know, just a little something. This is fresh ink. This is, like I said, I'm in the middle of writing this as we speak.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. The mic is yours.
Gotcha. It's untitled, so let's unpack it a little bit. Damn, girl, you got me. Just rubbing your nice soft ass against my hard stiffness of my attention as I gently stroke your winding rolls and curves of your body. You slide up as I slide down. On my way to visit the palace between your thick thighs that houses your crown. From my lips to your lips, my tongue caresses your clit. Pleasing you is my pleasure. Will, Jade I kiss, the power that you possess is enough to make me storm stage and slap the shit out of Chris. As I taste the moisture of your lips and drink your imperial juices that flows like water. Missionary, deep slow stroking, stirring it up, got your juices flowing, spillage. Now you're leaking all over the covers, picking you up, porn star style, you know, big boy fucking. You know what? We're going to end it right there. That's my piece. Just to give y'all a little sample of what's coming next, because it gets naughtier than that.
Big boy style, huh? Hey.
Yes.
I like that.
So, you know, like I said, I'm actually in the process of writing this piece. So this is untested material.
Well, I'm glad you used me as a test dummy, test product. You know, tester. that was good, and I can't wait until it's finished so I can hear the rest of it.
Most definitely. You know, I feel like, you know, it's my duty and an honor as a writer, man, when there's platforms like this, man, just to step out and show my appreciation for this platform.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in here. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge with everybody else. So I can close this show out. I'm glad you made it in here because you know I'm a fan. And make sure you bring that completed piece back because it's on and popping next Wednesday night. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. I will see y'all. See you next Wednesday.
All right, Jay. Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.